Welcome in here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we take a look at what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And with us, as always, Andrea Ferrier. Andrea, welcome in.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
All right. And we have some new information here for you from the shelter. There's some new animals in the cat department up for adoption.
It's been so cold lately. This is the ultimate lap warmer, people. If you're chilly, they're good for feet. They're good for laps. You know, they warm your bed for you sometimes before you go to bed. I'm just saying, if somebody's out there is chilly, you might want to consider cats. All there I'm saying. We actually have three cats at the shelter right now. One of them is still on that week probation period where they bring it in and allow someone to come and claim the animal. I don't know from the looks of him whether he was somebody's pet and got loose or whether he wasn't and kind of just has been on the streets for a little while. He's a little rough around the edges, I guess you could say. But there's something about those kind of animals that's especially endearing to my heart, despite the fact that it looks like he might have had some challenges, you know, little torn ears, a little dirty fur in some places. He is so sweet. We never know what cats go through, what animals go through on the streets before they get to us. And the fact that they come in and are as trusting as they are as friendly as they are, that they are as open as they are, is just astonishing to me. It just really shows what good personalities inherently that animals generate. Generally have. So he's black and white, kind of a bigger guy. He's kind of a tough cat, you know. I mean, really, he's just a good-looking guy. For all that toughness, though, he's got a heart of gold. He's just really sweet, really gentle. He's not very demanding, but he definitely accepts and loves attention. So if this was your cat, or if maybe you think he should be your cat, this would be one to check out. Then for the other two that we have another male. His name is Tucker. It's fun when I get to go in and play with the animals because they just reach to their little bars. And I mean, they have plenty of room. They've got toys. They've got everything that they need in there. But you can tell what they really need most of all is love and attention. You know, even though all their physical needs are cared for, what they really want is love and attention. So Tucker, he's white. He's got some black markings, a funny little spot next to his nose, a little stripe on his head. His back legs are black. He's kind of got some interesting markings. He's really energetic. He's a young cat, a kitten still, maybe 5-6 months old, almost full grown size. Will get a little bit bigger, but he's people oriented. He's funny. He's outgoing. He's a real go-getter. So that's Tucker. And then the last cat that we have, her name is Emma. She's a female, and she's a little more reserved, but still definitely very friendly, very outgoing, very much wants attention. She's pure black with a white star on her chest. She's got golden eyes. Very, very pretty. Just any of these would make a really great addition to somebody's home and really make a great pet for somebody.
All right. Well, some cats there that are looking, as you mentioned, for a great home and could be a good lap warmer or feet warmer, whatever the case may be.
That's right.
But there might be some good options there for you. So make sure you stop down and see those cats if you have an interest there. And, of course, if they are going to adopt, it's a very simple process and it's a very cost effective, I guess, is what you'd say, because it's not going to cost you as much as going somewhere else to buying a cat at a store or whatever the case may be. It's a very small fee for the process.
Yeah, even other shelters charge more, $10 for a cat. That's it. You know, and they don't cost electricity either, might I add.
That's true.
All the heat, no electricity. So $10 for a cat, $25 for a dog. Of course, you have to spay or neuter them afterwards, but that's a requirement by state law, and that's something you'd want to do most likely anyway. So very affordable option to have a new best friend for your life.
Yeah, and if you've gotten that gas bill recently, then Ooh. I think you're going to realize that maybe the free heat's the way
That's
to go.
That's right. Turn the heat down, snuggle with a cat. Everybody wins, you know.
Exactly. And if people are going to stop by the shelter, haven't talked about this on the air, but you've mentioned a couple times to me just in talking about the shelter. There is a shelter cat as well. It's a resident at the shelter.
I don't even know. I think I'm going to have to start creating my own legends and lore about the cat. I'm not really sure the beginnings why Midnight came to live at the shelter, but he's there nonetheless. And when you go in and visit, he's often in the window ledge in the sunshine where all cats like to be. He's super friendly. He gets along with everybody, but he is kind of a cat about his own business. He roams the grounds there at the wastewater plant and at the shelter, and every night he likes his nice warm bed inside. And I like to think of him as sort of an ambassador to the new animals. You know, welcome. You're going to be fine. Brian, you're in good hands, but he's got a fun personality too. So when you're there, you might just get a glimpse of Midnight. He's all black, as his name suggests, and he's just a real sweetie pie also. So we have a lot of fun at the shelter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's nice to have kind of that, you know, maybe the tradition and something that people can recognize and relate to each time
you
they
betcha.
Stop by.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a little bit of info about the shelter. Now, folks are going to need to get there. Or where do they need to go?
Yep. We're located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd, right there with the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
And they can always call as well at 243-2287 if they need to call for any questions. And there also are some resources online for them, too.
Absolutely. If you're on Facebook, go to Atlantic Animal Shelter, or you can always go to petfinder.com and type in the zip code and be able to see what's available. You know, those aren't always updated, as we never know from week to week, from day to day, what's going to be there. So it may not be up to the minute, but at least on the Facebook page, you also have the option of typing in questions, asking the staff questions, and if you're looking for an animal or you have one lost, it's a great place to put that kind of information in as well.
All right. So lots of great resources. And we thank you once again, Andrea, for letting us know what's going on at the shelter.
Well, thanks so much. And when you go to see the animals, make sure you tell them you heard about them on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.